Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and welcome back to Radio Fishing, and another little clip for you. And with me today, I have Captain Kale, my cohort and sidekick at the fishing club, the fishing meeting, and we have our host of the fishing club, fishing meetings, Dave, Mr. Luigi's. And Dave's here. Say hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
See? I knew he was going to be good this.
For those of you that don't know, Dave... He hosts our fishing club meetings that we have twice a month up at Luigi's Pizzeria, just on the access road off of Gardner in Port Charlotte. What are some of your specials at the restaurant, Dave, so people know?
Well, we got a lot of specials going on throughout the week. A lot of times we want
to... It's also very special.
It is.
It's really special.
Like our biggest thing that we have is Mondays is half off pizzas. So you're getting a large pizza, usually $13.50.
And in my opinion, the best pizza in Port Charlotte.
Yeah, well, it's very good.
Thank you.
Actually, the chicken Alfredo or fettuccine Alfredo stuff, that's spectacular too. But I'm actually going to be trying to lose a little weight, so I'm going back to the antipasta salads.
I'm not, so I'll be there.
Yeah, you know those antipastas are huge, so no matter what you do, you're not losing weight on that.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I can dream. I can tell myself this.
Great Italian food, great pizza, and we can't forget
Captain Kale wings. Yes, it's the only place in the world you can get Captain Kale wings. Now, here we are on a fishing show. We're talking about all of Dave's food because... And the second Tuesday and Wednesday of each month, we have a free fishing class there. It's kind of a seminar fishing class, and it's in the back room at Luigi's. And Dave provides us with the room, waiters, waitresses, so you can come in, order meals, relax, kind of like dinner and a show, huh?
Yeah, you can't beat it. You got two of the greatest fishermen around sitting there explaining everything that you have, that you need for fishing. Techniques.
And now, you come to the meetings and relax and enjoy yourselves with us.
Yeah.
But we were holding clubs over his head, so he would talk good about us.
Yes. And don't forget, our fishing club is completely free.
Yeah, and you can get actually much better information than we're giving right now. We're talking about food. And the Wednesday night special is half off pasta, isn't it?
Half off pasta, yeah.
Okay, so if you're coming Wednesday night, you get half off the pasta. And I've had the spaghetti meatball thing. Really good deal. Anyway, when's the last time you were fishing, Dave?
I went out about 3 weeks ago. We hit the east wall over there. Or the west wall.
West wall. The one on the far side.
Yep.
Not the one on the near side.
Correct.
So what are you looking for?
Redfish, mostly. And we hit a spot. Actually, Captain Kale took me out to a spot, and I've been going back to this spot.
You were in my secret hole.
I was.
You bastard.
Yeah. All of a sudden, this secret spot ain't so secret.
Yeah, well, you know.
So, what's the bait of choice?
Shrimp. You know, we were using shrimp nonstop, and it was literally nonstop catching fish. It was
now,
unbelievable.
You rig them on a jig head, put them on a sinker, or just freeline them?
We freeline with a quarter-ounce weight on her, very small.
Okay, that's not freeling. That's what a sinker.
Well,
okay, come on.
A split shot.
Yeah, okay, you got a little split shot on there, number two split shot, yeah. Which is about
he
that size.
He attends the fishing club meetings. He does not listen.
Yes, I mean, freelining means the shrimp swims free.
Well,
go free, little Willy. Swim.
I always use a split shot. The other guys usually do the freeline.
So you're finding the fish up against the trees?
Right against the trees. Yep.
A tree.
A tree.
A specific tree. In this hole, it is a specific tree. It is one of those holes that are either 100% on or 100% off. There's no in between. You're either going to catch a boatload of redfish underneath that one tree, or you're not catching anything.
That's right. Yeah. As soon as the tide turned, redfish route, mangrove snappers ate everything.
So, were you fishing the incoming, and then it went out, or were you fishing
it went out? We were fishing incoming until it went out.
And yeah, it's a real solid incoming tide spot.
So, but then as soon as the tide switches, it goes out, you get into no mangrove snappers.
Yeah, and you don't even catch those. They just eat everything you have on your hook.
Just
they
bait
catch
stealers.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They catch dinner.
Okay, so what we've got is a magical tree somewhere on the west side that holds a lot of redfish till the tide turns, and then they think there's mangrove snappers because they don't catch them, but it could be, actually it could be pinfish just picking a bait off.
It could have been. We also ended up catching a lot of sheephead that day too, so those are coming back in too.
The world's greatest bait stealer. Mm-hmm. There is nothing knows how to, I mean, when we used to teach how to fish sheephead, we'd always say just, okay, start setting a hook right before you leave the house, and you'll probably get them.
Yeah.
So.
It was bad. But once you started catching the sheephead, you kind of noticed what was going on. And
you get that rhythm down.
Yep.
Is what it is. Yep. You get the rhythm of the bite down.
Yep.
So, now, is this mostly slot-sized fish over there?
They're mostly upper slot.
Yeah, upper slot.
All the fish that seem to hang underneath that tree are going to be 24 to 28 inches.
That's not bad. That's some nice day fishing.
Yeah, you're not going to catch big redfish, oversized redfish there. You're not going to catch small redfish there. They all seem to be within that 3 or 4 inch range.
Okay, so which one of you guys is going to speculate why this particular tree? Does it have like a fruit falling off of it? Is it like a deep hole underneath it? What would make this tree special?
It's a little cut on the west side that comes in straight off the shoreline and then makes a hairpin curve, and that tree is right on the outside of that hairpin curve. So, and it's a good thick low-lying mangrove, so there's plenty of shade, there's plenty of structure, there's usually a ton of juvenile blue crabs inside
that. Now, have you licked the leaves of this mangrove bush?
The leaves of that mangrove tree.
Yes, I'm just making sure. Because Captain Kale, if he's got a good spot, he goes in and licks the leaves to make sure that this is a good salt-expelling mangrove tree.
Absolutely.
Okay, so anyway, we've been talking about...
follow the elephant.
Yeah, we're following the elephant. For some reason or other, why is it when Captain Kale gets on here that we're following the elephants? I'm just not sure how this worked, but anyway, worked it does. Anyway, we've been Captain Kale and Dave from Luigi's. We just want to remind you guys that the second Tuesday and Wednesday night of each month...
it's the second Tuesday, and second Wednesday, and the Tuesday night prior.
Yeah, the second Wednesday and the Tuesday night prior.
The second Wednesday isn't always the second Tuesday.
It happened once.
If the Wednesday falls on the first, it's the first Tuesday and the second Wednesday. So we try and say second Wednesday and the Tuesday night prior.
So this is a few minutes of your life. You're just not going to get back and probably wish you could have had back. But when you're out there looking for stuff, try and look for trees, bushes, something that's a little bit different than the surrounding area, because what we're talking about, or what we were talking about, is a mangrove tree, the magic mangrove, but it's larger. It's got a very expansive leaf system, and it's not a scraggly one.
Lots of food, lots of cover.
Water movement.
Lots of water movement on that incoming tide. And if you follow that little cut back in through, there's a lot of big snook back through there too. And when I say big snook, I'm saying bring your tarpon gear, not your redfish and snook gear.
Yeah, big stuff. Over, 40-inch stuff.
Yeah, and not only that, the trees are so thick back there that you almost have to have the tarpon gear to get them out.
All right. Well, anyway, just wanted to thank you all for clicking on us for just a minute. And this is Fish and Frank, Captain Kale, Dave from Luigi's, with another brief and almost useless interview on radio fishing. We'll catch you guys on the next one.